Prices may vary.
Here's your KNDY WeatherEye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that remains in effect as we're going to see areas of snow, freezing, drizzle as we head through the day, cloudy skies at lower 30s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, chance of freezing, drizzle, otherwise cloudy skies, temperatures lower 20s. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun will see highs right around the lower 40s. Currently, it's 30.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
This is an Ag News update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A group of Republican senators is urging President Trump to rejoin the Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement. The 25 lawmakers, including many from the West and farm states, encouraging Trump to work aggressively to secure reforms that would allow the U.S. to rejoin the agreement. In a statement, the group said an improved TPP would bolster and sustain the economic growth America has experienced over the last year. Growth, they say, was facilitated by regulatory reductions and tax cuts enacted by the Trump administration. The effort being led by Senator Steve Daines of Montana, who says the group is committed to expediting the trade nominees needed to rejoin TPP on the Senate floor. Trump sparked a glimmer of hope for the U.S. rejoining the trade pact when he said he would consider rejoining the deal if changes were made to be beneficial to the U.S. A judge in Arkansas has dismissed a lawsuit by Monsanto seeking to block the state's ban of dicamba herbicides from April 16th through October 31st. Arkansas enacted the ban after receiving nearly 1,000 complaints last year about the weed killer drifting onto fields and damaging crops not resistant to the herbicide. In dismissing the case, the judge cited the state Supreme Court ruling last month that said the state legislature cannot waive Arkansas's immunity from lawsuits, saying the state Supreme Court ruling prevented the lower court from deciding on the case. Monsanto says the state cannot claim immunity since the company wasn't seeking monetary damages. Attorneys for the Arkansas Plant Board argued the company hadn't proven the state acted illegally or unconstitutionally, so the state was immune from the lawsuit. Arkansas Assistant Attorney General Gary Sullivan said they just don't like the decision the plant board made, and Monsanto did not say whether it would appeal the ruling to the state Supreme Court. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. You need a reliable and relevant source for your agricultural and rural life information. That's AgView.net. The Farm Bill, agribusiness mergers, dicamba, and protein production, just some of the issues we will follow this year. Be social with us by following us on Twitter at AgView News. Like us on Facebook at AgView.net. Best wishes for a great 2018 from all of us at AgView.net.
A salute to the FFA. Today's FFA members are the innovators and leaders of tomorrow. A salute to the future farmers of America. From Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Hanover Housing Authority, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Hanover Electric.
Hi, this is Claire Zarnicki from Hanover High School. This is my third year being a part of our FFA chapter. I am currently the secretary, and FFA has provided countless opportunities for me as I continue my education in future years. In FFA, I've been highly involved in plant and soil science and have learned the basics of what it all entails. Throughout FFA, I have been a key member as I organize many events And our FFA chapter continues to excel in all the events that they take part in, including land judging, dairy judging, and many other events. Personally, FFA has created a strong foundation for me as I have lived on a farm, and it has provided me countless opportunities to further my education in the agricultural field. And if I would come back to live on our farm, I would be able to enhance my capabilities because of what I have learned in FFA.
Hi, I'm Tasha Bruna. I'm from Hanover High School, and this is my fourth year participating in FFA. I am the treasurer for our FFA chapter this year, and I have learned many different things. In FFA, we go to many different events, including poultry judging, dairy judging, horse judging, land judging, and other events like that. These events teach us responsibility, and they also teach us character and what we can do later on in life if agriculture is the path that we want to take.
A salute to the future farmers of America from Midwest Products, B&W Electric, Hanover Housing Authority, Andy's Hardware and Lumber, Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, and Hanover Electric.
KNDY.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas lawmakers are no longer discussing a proposal to end in-state tuition for undocumented students. A House committee on Monday did not act on a bill to end in-state tuition for undocumented graduates. Kansas law currently allows students who have lived in the state since they were young and who graduated from a state high school to pay in-state tuition, which is much lower than out-of-state tuition. Supporters of the repeal argue that undocumented students are breaking immigration laws and should not be allowed to pay less than American citizens. Many Kansas school districts and universities canceled classes, and many state employees were told to stay home after another round of winter weather. With about three-fourths of the state under a winter weather advisory, Governor Jeff Collier ordered the closure of state government today for non-essential employees in Shawnee County. The University of Kansas, Wichita State University, Emporia State University, and the Haskell Indian Nations University are closed today. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Still on the fence about what seed varieties to plant this year? Star Seed has many varieties of forage and spring cover mixes that will produce the best results in your fields. Need alfalfa and oats? We have that too. Give us a call today to pre-book your spring seed products. No bag fees, no delivery fees, no kidding. We are Star Seed, and we deliver premium quality seed to our dealers whenever and wherever you need. Call us today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
An Olathe woman has been charged with one count of attempted capital murder after she allegedly gave her three children medication to try and kill them. The Kansas City Star reports Johnson County authorities charged 37-year-old Therese Rover yesterday. Her bond was set at $1 million. The children were hospitalized, and their father says that they are recovering. More than a half dozen candidates in the crowded Kansas governor's race are teenagers, and legislators are divided over whether or not it's a problem worth trying to prevent in the future. The Kansas House advanced a bill Tuesday on a 73-43 vote to require candidates for governor to be 18 to run starting next year. Kansas and Vermont are the only states without a minimum age. Six Kansas teenagers have formed campaign committees for governor. Several out-of-state teenagers have joined in because Kansas lacks a residency requirement. The bill's supporters argue that candidates should be at least old enough to vote. On the flip side, critics say the state should not discourage young people's interest in politics. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
Mid-America Network News. Classes in an eastern Nebraska district are resuming after two threats of school attacks. Cass County Sheriff's Office says that the second threat that prompted the closure of Plattsmouth schools yesterday did not appear to be credible. In the first threat, investigators determined that a 15-year-old boy and a 16-year-old boy were planning an attack on the high school. A Nebraska lawyer aims to create legislation designed to encourage fast-growing technology, such as bitcoins or blockchains. Senator Carol Blood of Bellevue says the measure would prohibit cities or villages from taxing or regulating the technology, instead leaving it up to the state. So-called ledger technology is a secure digital transaction of currency or information. One of two men accused of sexually assaulting a drunken teenager at a Lincoln house party has been sent to prison. Court records say that 23-year-old Marcus Steed was sentenced Tuesday to 5 to 10 years and is credited with 335 days already served. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Sophisticated guest rooms, intimate lounge, distinctive event space. The Bluemont Hotel was designed to exceed the expectations for a variety of guests. Enjoy their indoor pool, complimentary breakfast, and ease of access to K-State and Aggieville. Or plan your next meeting and event and enjoy services of local caterers. The Bluemont Hotel features a number of standard suite-style guest rooms to make your stay in Manhattan the best experience possible. Book today at BluemontHotel.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Financial incentives are now available to current and future Marysville residents that will make home buying more affordable through down payment and closing cost assistance. The new Marysville Home Ownership Program, officially launched Wednesday, includes purchase of an existing home in the Marysville 66508 zip code and financing through one of three Marysville banks. Funds available on a first-come, first-served basis. The program offers up to $12,500 in incentives for eligible applicants through a combination of a fixed rate, 4% down payment loan of up to 10% of the purchase price, and closing cost grant of up to 2.5% of the purchase price. Contributions from local charitable foundations and the banks are being used for the grant portion of the program. The Marysville program is a pilot project. The goal is to create home ownership programs throughout the North Central Regional Planning Commission, 12-county service area in North Central Kansas. To see if you qualify for the program, visit with one of the three Marysville banks. For more information, contact your banker or Deborah Peters, Program Administrator at the North Central Regional Planning Commission at 785-738-2218. Deborah Peters was a guest on our public affairs program and will continue the conversation this weekend.
What we're looking to do with the program is to reduce the number of homes on the market in Marysville. And the program's available to owner-occupied homes within the Marysville zip code. So that will include within the city limits, but also outside of the city limits. And the program hopes to make home buying more affordable through down payment and closing cost assistance. And we'll be doing that by partnering with the three banks in Marysville that include Citizens State Bank, First Commerce Bank, and United Bank and Trust.
A threatening note reportedly written in haste by a student was discovered at Axtell High School, and the facility was placed in cautionary lockdown early Wednesday afternoon. Authorities, including Marshall and Nemaha County Sheriff's Departments and the Kansas Highway Patrol, responded and investigated the situation with school authorities, who lifted the lockdown before Axtell schools were dismissed as usual Wednesday. No imminent threat to the safety of students or staff was determined. Again, Axtell schools were locked down for a period of time Wednesday afternoon after a threatening note was discovered at the Axtell High School. Cleona M. King, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Private interment is planned at a future date at the Antioch Cemetery southwest of Frankfort. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Cleona King.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tax time is here again. Don't panic. H&R Block has your back. Procrastination can cost money and could end up with you being more friendly with the IRS than you'd like. So get your taxes done early and avoid the rush. From the professionals at Little's Accounting and Tax Service, we're here to meet all your tax needs.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Here's your KNDY weatherite forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, it does look like the center of the country is going to be dealing with more wintry weather and more mixed precipitation as we head through the day tonight. And then once again, as we have another system moving through for the weekend. So because of this, we do have a winter weather advisory that remains in effect. Otherwise, in our area, we'll see wintry mixed temperatures right around the lower 30s. Winds will be from the northeast at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, areas of freezing drizzle. Otherwise, cloudy skies will drop down to the lower 20s. Winds will be from the southeast at around 5 miles an hour. For Friday, a blend of clouds and sun, highs right around 40. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, mostly cloudy. Chance of freezing drizzle late. We'll see temperatures in the upper 20s. For Saturday, rain, freezing rain likely early. Then changing back over into rain. We'll see temperatures warmer in the mid-40s. That's a look at your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature late February 47, record high on this date 76 in 1977. The average low 26, the record low is 2 below zero in 1939. Sunset this evening 6:07, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
Looking for signs of springtime? You may find them in a scorpion's tail, cat's eyes, or swimming ducks. We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles: paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN88 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN88 to 543-543. That's F-U-N-88 to 543-543.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 22nd, the 53rd day of the year. The father of our country, George Washington, was born on this day in 1732. If you're not seeing signs of springtime on the ground just yet, look to the stars. A legend from the Pawnee Indian tribe says that springtime is approaching when two stars they call the swimming ducks rise before daybreak. For Western culture, those swimming ducks are the stinger and the tail of Scorpius, or the scorpion constellation. Sometimes called the cat's eyes, those two stars are indeed peeking over the southeastern horizon just before dawn. Look for them at the end of the J-shaped constellation. It's a small glimmer of hope that springtime can't be far off. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about astronomy at almanac.com.
Like new, priced right. The Norris Motor Company has a 2017 Buick Envision, a 2016 Chevy Equinox, 2014 Chevy Silverado 1500 High Country Edition, and a 2011 Chevy Equinox. Priced right, ready to roll at the Norris Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Both K-State and Wichita State with wins last night. On the K-State side, Barry Brown scored 14 of his 16 points in the second half, and K-State pulled away late to beat Texas 58-48 last night. K-State now stands 20-8 overall, 9-6 in Big 12 conference play. Up next for K-State, they'll travel to Oklahoma State on Saturday. The Wichita State Shockers also winning last night. Shaq Morris had 25 points and 9 rebounds to help number 13 Wichita State outlast Tulane 93-86 last night. Connor Frankamp scored 6 of his 18 points in the final 4 minutes of the game. Marcus McDuffie had 15 points and C.J. Kaiser added 11 for the Shockers. Shocks now 22-5 overall, 12-3 in the AAC. Shockers visit Southern Methodist on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Mark your calendars for February 24th. That's the date for Stratford Angus annual sale at Pratt Livestock in Pratt, Kansas. Getting underway at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Stratford Angus will offer 200 Angus bulls for sale, along with 500 quality replacement heifers. Included in the 200 bulls will be 75 yearling bulls, 75 18-month-old bulls, along with 50 2-year-old bulls. All bulls come with free delivery and board until you're ready to use them. Stratford bulls have an average yearling EPD of 117 and a weaned dollar value of 68, some of the best in the nation. Stratford Angus understands what cattle feeders are wanting, and Stratford Angus sired cattle are tailored to fit those needs. Steve Stratford is in the marketplace weekly buying cattle and feeding cattle, so you can guarantee Stratford sired cattle will be filling those needs. Text or email for any information you may need about the upcoming sale. Steve and the crew at Pratt Livestock look forward to seeing you there.
Former Louisville coach Rick Pitino believes the school should take legal action against the NCAA after the governing body nullified the Cardinals of the 2013 men's basketball title. Pitino, speaking from his attorney's office in New York, said the NCAA's decision to have Louisville vacate the title as part of sanctions for a sex scandal was unfair. The sex scandal occurred during Pitino's coaching tenure, though the Hall of Fame coach once again reiterated that he didn't know about the sex shows. Wichita State senior Shaquille Morris was named the American Athletic Conference Player of the Week for last week. Morris, a 6'8" center from Edmond, Oklahoma, averaged 18 points, 8 rebounds, and 2 blocks on 74% shooting. And round ball complete for Kansas teams for now until the weekend. KU, K-State, and Wichita State all in action on Saturday. Mid-America Network Sports.
Sub-state basketball pairings are out for next week. In the Class 2A at Republic County, Valley Heights girls receive the top seed and will host El Saline Monday at 6. Valley Heights boys, the number 4 seed, will host Smith Center Tuesday night at 6. Class 1A Division 1. Hanover boys receive a bye in the first round and advance to the semifinal Thursday at Wakefield. Washington County will tip off at Wakefield Tuesday evening at 7:30. Hanover and Washington County girls receive a bye in the first round. The number 1 and 3 seeds advance to Friday semifinals at Wakefield. 1A Division 2 at Blue Valley. In the boys' division, 3rd seed Axtell will tip off with Wetmore at 6 on Monday. 5th seed Lynn meets Blue Valley at 7:30 Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Axtell receives a bye in the first round, advancing to the semifinals Friday at Randolph. Lynn will tip off versus Wetmore at Randolph Tuesday evening at 7. 1A Division 1 at Frankfort. In the boys' division, 3rd seed Frankfort will host Troy Monday evening at 7:30. 2nd seed Centralia receives a bye, advancing to the semifinals Thursday. In the girls' division, Frankfort will host Troy Tuesday evening at 7:30. Centralia's 2nd seed receives a bye, advancing to Friday semifinal. Class 4A Division 1, Marysville. Pairings not released. They have some games yet to be completed. They will tip off in a 4-team sub-state with the semifinals Thursday and Friday at Holton.
Wildcat fans, celebrate 50 seasons of K-State women's basketball when your Cats take on KU at 3 p.m. Saturday, February 24th at Bramlage Coliseum. Throwback jersey ticket packages are available for $20 that include a replica throwback women's basketball jersey and chairback ticket. Fans can purchase general admission tickets for $5 in advance by visiting kstatesports.com or by calling 1-800-221-CATS today.
Add some elegance, color, or fun to the garden with dahlias. These traditional plants come in a variety of sizes, shapes, and color, making them a great choice for any garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You can find dahlias as short as 12 inches and as tall as 5 feet. Flowers can be 2 to 10 inches in diameter, depending on the variety. And then there are the unique flower shapes, the cactus types with curved petals that resemble spines, the fringe flowers of the ciliated provide interesting texture, while the ball types form balls of neatly arranged petals. And then there are the orchids, anemone, decorative, water lily, and more. Start the tuberous roots indoors for earlier bloom in the garden, or plant them directly in the garden or container for an added late-season bloom. Grow in a sunny location with moist, well-drained soil, and add a decorative stake to support the large flowered and taller varieties. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The 4 Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
You can visit a lot of retired naval ships in the U.S., but here you can get a very rare tour because the experience is one that has you staying on board overnight. We climb on the ship as well on this edition of the American Countryside.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best.
Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The USS Turner Joy is a Vietnam-era destroyer moored in Bremerton, Washington. Retired Gunnery Sergeant Hector Swizing is one of the men who leads people on a unique tour of the ship.
Normally, our overnights are from a group of a dozen to two dozen students and adults that'll stay on board the ship.
It's an interesting way to experience such a ship when you actually get to sleep on board.
We remind them these are not cruise ships. We don't have a lot of the creature comforts that you find on commercial ships. So I usually joke with the kids, first of all, telling them, hey, I want all your cell phones.
Hector usually begins the evening with what are basics to him, but foreign to most kids on a Navy ship.
Terminology. Bathrooms on board a naval vessel are called heads. Walls are called bulkheads. You go through hatches, you go through doorways, and you climb up and down ladders. They're not stairs.
And while the overnight tour is fun for most, it comes with the knowledge of what this ship was designed for.
Trying to give them an idea that it was a combat vessel, and that our idea of being on a ship like this was you had a job to do. And it could amount to a lot of danger.
And Hector hopes that some of the young people on board may follow in his footsteps someday.
Some of them actually might have a real interest in becoming a naval aviator or an engineer or anything involving the naval service.
Right. It's a unique tour aboard a piece of history, traveling the countryside on the USS Turner Joy in Bremerton, Washington. I'm Andrew McCray.
Backyard beekeeping can be a honey of a hobby. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If thousands of stinging insects flying around doesn't faze you, there's a market to tap into as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is where your understanding of agriculture can grow beyond your wildest expectations. You'll be challenged to think differently about how you farm. You'll be among the first to see the newest ideas, equipment, and innovation. And you'll be around thousands of positive people who share your passion for agriculture. Grow beyond at America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused convention and trade show. Commodity Classic, Tuesday, February 27th through Thursday, March 1st in Anaheim, California. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
This is an American Red Cross blood donation alert. The Red Cross has an urgent need for blood and platelet donors of all blood types to give now. Blood and platelet donations are being distributed to hospitals as fast as they come in. Help address a winter blood shortage so patients can continue to receive the life-saving treatments they need. Resolve to make a difference. Help save lives by giving blood and platelets now. Use the blood donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment today.
People get into beekeeping for a variety of reasons. Maybe they want the honey, need the bees for pollinating a fruit crop, or just to help increase the declining honeybee population. It's wise for new beekeepers to start out small with just a couple of hives. You will also need a hive tool for opening the hives, a smoker to subdue the bees, and a bee brush to gently remove them from a surface. Jim Tu is the state beekeeping specialist for Alabama Cooperative Extension. He says spring is the ideal time to get started. Visit with other beekeepers in the area and go to meetings to learn about the hobby and find where you can buy bees.
Package Bees is a screen box of bees that has 3 pounds of bees, a queen, and a feeder. So essentially, the new beekeeper is buying a swarm in the very early spring months. And these will be provided by area beekeepers who have become specialists.
You need an understanding of the honeybee's behavior during handling and moving, and probably most importantly, know what your reaction is to bee stings. When your bees arrive, be sure you're wearing protective gear.
Most new beekeepers really start out suited up, head to foot, top to bottom, front to back. Nothing is exposed. But as they grow, they tend to lighten that equipment load more and more, so that probably after 2 or 3 years, they're basically just wearing a light top suit and a veil to protect their eyes.
Honeybees can be kept almost anywhere there are flowering plants that produce nectar and pollen. Choose a site that is discreet and sheltered from winds. Learn more about getting into beekeeping at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
To help farmers ensure they're doing all they can to make the farm safe. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots. They're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
The farm is a great place to live and work, but unfortunately, it's not always a safe place. Melissa Pluckelman is with the National Farm Medicine Center in Marshfield, Wisconsin.
Every farm is a little bit different, but as farmers do a job, they do them repetitively sometimes, and it becomes second nature, and they're not always thinking about safety right away when they're doing the job. That's not always the first thing on their mind.
Plockelman recommends a set of 12 safety checklists that can be downloaded free of charge.
These checklists are designed to start a discussion. So it's not the be-all, end-all. It's not going to be all safety things included in this checklist, so it's not 100 pages. It's one page, and you just take this checklist and you talk it over with your spouse, your children, and your employees that you're working with so that you kind of keep safety in the forefront of your mind.
Find those safety checklists at umash.umn.edu. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers and ranchers have a unique opportunity to enhance pollinator and monarch health. Chad Smith explains.
As concerns over the population decline of monarch butterflies continue, the American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers and ranchers can and should take steps to prevent any future burdensome regulations. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Ryan Yates says farmers and ranchers have an opportunity to improve pollinator and monarch health as monarchs migrate across rural America.
Farmers and ranchers are in a unique position to be able to help provide for new habitat to increase the ability for these monarchs to grow and maintain sustainable numbers for the years ahead.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been petitioned to list the monarch butterfly under the Endangered Species Act. Yates says farmers and ranchers are concerned about the effect the listing would have on the long-term recovery of the species and the potential regulatory burdens. He says this has prompted farmers and ranchers to seek ways to improve monarch health.
We've seen farmers across this habitat looking at how they can participate, provide new conservation areas and habitats for the butterfly to ultimately preclude the government from getting involved.
He encourages all farmers and ranchers to get involved in the efforts.
We encourage them to reach out to their county farm bureau, their state farm bureau, to look and ask for resources about how they can participate in conservation efforts and identify state, local, nonprofit resources that can help give them the best practices that they need. And across the ag industry, we look to create new opportunities and new resources for farmers in the months ahead.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Reliable and relevant. We're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
KNDY.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network still seeing plus signs for corn, Kansas City wheat, soybeans trying to snake back down into negative territory. Unfortunately, March corn is up 0.75 cents, 366.5. May is up 0.75 cents, 374.75. March Kansas City wheat is up by 2 at 467.75. May is up 2 at 483.75. A good day for the most part for the wheat market. Chicago and Minneapolis are basically coming along for the ride as well. Soybeans started down, got a little better, and then tanked again. March beans down 0.75 cents at 1033.5. May beans down 0.75 cents at 1044. Some of the later months are showing some signs of green, but for the most part, soybeans are lower. March soybean meal down 1.10 at 376.90. May is down 1.30 at 379.70. March soy oil is up 8 points at 32.15. May up 8 points at 32.36. So looking pretty good as far as soy oil is concerned, but the beans themselves and bean meal struggling just a bit here today. Cattle have been on the offside all day. Hogs have been sharply higher. February live cattle down 130 at 128.35. April down 95 at 125.27. Most all of the later months are down too. February, make that to March feeder cattle, down 67 at 145.97. April feeders down 90 at 148.20. So all those numbers are down all the way across with the feeder cattle. Each month is also lower. So not a good look for cattle so far. April hogs up 132 at 71.22. May hogs up 107 at 77.22. All the other months are up by more than a dollar. So looking really pretty good for hogs right now while cattle continue to struggle. Cotton, the early contract is on a rally. March cotton up 235 at 81.26 while the remaining months are lower. So boil it all down by saying mixed numbers in our futures markets here on a Thursday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Well, you know, Cattlemen, having a good working facility not only saves you a lot of work, but also saves you a lot of money. That's right. Less shrink on those old cattle and less time in the chute. Hey, if your equipment's in need of help, call Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. They have it all. From full working facilities featuring that cornerless tub to the permanent and portable chutes, pipe fencing, gates. Yes, Blattner Livestock Equipment Company. Their middle name's Livestock. BlattnerLivestock.com is where you need to go to find out more.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. With yet another view of what's happening to U.S. market share in foreign trade of corn and soybeans. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
The various reports we get throughout the year sometimes leave me a little bit confused, because this week I've been looking at some pretty good reports on sales and exports of feed grains from the United States. U.S. Grains Council came out with their report. But then the U.S. Department of Agriculture came out with another of its reports, and it said it sees U.S. corn and soybean exports generally increasing over the coming decade. But the U.S. share of global sales will shrink as competition from South American producers heats up. In the USDA's annual long-term projections report laying out its forecast through 2027, the government said the United States should keep its crown as the world's biggest corn exporter over the decade, but U.S. market share will fall below 30% by 2027 due to competition from Brazil, Argentina, and Ukraine. Brazil has already surpassed the United States as the world's biggest soybean exporter. Rising world demand for soybeans, particularly from China, should promote continued growth of U.S. exports in the coming years, but Brazil should strengthen its grip on the top slice. Soybeans remain more profitable than other crops in Brazil, and soy acreage in the country will grow in excess of 2.5% per year over the decade. For wheat, the U.S. share of the global export market will continue to shrink through 2027, even as the volume of U.S. wheat exports begins to move higher in the 2019 and 2020 marketing year. The change in market share from some of the world's top producers will also continue to change. Back with a final word after this message.
This is Kevin Jensen inviting all interested bull buyers to our annual Hereford Bull Sale on Thursday, March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, Kansas at the ranch. Selling will be 85 breeding age Hereford bulls, which will include our Denver Reserve Grand Champion carload of bulls. We will sell 2 semi-Angus bulls from our herdsman, Alan Sandberg, plus 5 herd-building 2-year-old females with heifer calves at their side. These are future donor cows, folks. Plus, we will sell 20 semen packages on our Denver Reserve Grand Champion Bull Contender.
We have free delivery. We'll keep the bulls until April 1st free of charge. They're semen checked. They're all DNA enhanced. They're ready to go. See you on March the 1st, 6 miles south of Cortland, which is 1 hour north of Salina, Kansas, and 2 hours south of Grand Island, Nebraska. Thank you from Jensen Brothers at Cortland, Kansas.
Wheat plantings for the year 2018 forecast to hit a low of 45 million acres, the lowest U.S. wheat acreage on record since 1919. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Keeping manure odors at bay on the farm is a challenge. Research using biochar as a manure lagoon cover shows promise on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information.
Always read and follow label instructions. Check registration in your state.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
When you burn wood in a campfire, the black chunks left behind once the fire is out are a carbon-rich substance called biochar. Biochar is like a sponge. Its chemical charge attracts and holds on to nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium ions, heavy metals, and other compounds. It can also trap gases at the water's surface. Brian Doherty is a graduate research assistant at Iowa State University. As an undergrad at Oregon State University, he researched the possibilities of using biochar as a cover for manure lagoons because of its unique physical and chemical properties.
The main one is they have an extremely highly porous internal structure. A few ounces of biochar can have an internal surface area the size of a football field. It's hard to get your head around, but that's the case. So that porous structure makes it very lightweight and buoyant, so it would float on the surface of the manure is the idea. And then it also has the potential to capture nutrients from the manure because of the properties I mentioned previously.
When the lagoon is emptied, the biochar could be blended in with the rest of the manure and spread on the field.
It would hopefully take up some of those nutrients and hold them and then serve as sort of a slow-release fertilizer source when they're applied to the soil. And a lot of livestock operations have more nutrients than they need for the land base that they have. There's also a problem with leaching from farm fields, so the biochar could potentially be a mechanism for capturing some of those nutrients.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about biochar and its benefits at agriculture.com.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Despite feeling more optimistic about the economy than they were in December, Federal Reserve officials did not raise interest rates last month. President of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Neil Kashkari, says over the long term, interest rates are actually set by the economy itself.
If you think about it, for the last 40 years, there's been a gentle decline in interest rates in advanced economies around the world. That's because of broader economic forces like demographics and productivity growth. All the central banks are doing are managing interest rates around that trend. But the trend we don't actually control. So that's another area of complexity. We just control things in the short term. Over the long term, it's set by all of us.
Congress created the Federal Reserve Bank System, intentionally placing branches around the country rather than centralizing the banks in Washington, D.C. While Congress must keep a close eye on many aspects of the federal government, Kashkari says the Federal Reserve Banks aren't one of those areas.
The good thing is both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have generally embraced the notion that an independent Federal Reserve is good for the country. And so, you know, at different times they're tempted. But we push back pretty hard and say, listen, we're just going to make decisions based on the economy. We're not going to make decisions for political reasons. And I think both parties respect that. And I think that that's served the country very, very well. And we need to continue that.
Jerome J. Powell took office as chairman of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System earlier this month. Kashkari says he doesn't expect to see a drastic change from the way Powell's predecessor, Janet Yellen, ran the Fed.
I've gotten to work with him for 2 years. I think he's an excellent choice. He's a very seasoned policymaker, very serious. He's not ideological. So you could imagine a Fed chair who has a very strong ideological view and says, this is what we're doing regardless of what the economy does. That's not Jay.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Cornwell Farms of St. John, Kansas will hold their annual Angus production sale on Tuesday, March 6th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market in La Crosse, Kansas. Included in this offering are 14 coming two-year-old bulls, 27 fall yearling bulls, 18 spring yearling bulls, and several bulls sired by AI bulls, which will produce calves that are suitable for first calf heifers. A set of spring calving commercial cow-calf pairs and spring calving heifers that will calve soon are in the sale. For more information or a catalog, contact Rick at 620-546-3466.
Horse lovers, make plans to attend this year's Equifest of Kansas, February 23rd through the 25th at the Kansas Expo Center in Topeka. This year's event is packed with activities for all ages. Enjoy the thrills and spills of a ranch rodeo or a horse jumping competition. Bid on silent auction items or stop by the Mall of Equifest with booths for everything horses. There's also cowboy poetry, arts and crafts booths, and a kitty corral for the littlest horse lovers. For ticket information and details, go to equifestofks.com. That's equifestofks.com. Now saddle up and we'll see you in...
KNDY.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Linda Lopez. President Trump is hosting a second listening session in the wake of the school shooting in South Florida, this time with local officials.
Today's conversation about school safety at the White House will include the Florida Attorney General, law enforcement officials, education officials, and the mayor of Parkland, Florida. The White House released a list of 10 attendees. Five were noted as Republicans. Only one, the Parkland mayor, was listed as a Democrat. This listening session follows a very emotional event at the White House on Wednesday, where President Trump heard from the survivors of school shootings and from parents who lost children in a school shooting. They came with different perspectives and proposals, but they were all in agreement that they want to see action from Washington. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
NRA President Wayne LaPierre has doubled down after the massacre and after calls for stronger gun control, saying Democratic lawmakers want to destroy the Second Amendment and individual freedom.
They don't care if their laws don't say.